From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Today on the program, it's Kingsfoil, who are celebrating the release of their brand new album this week. A Beating Heart is a Bleeding Heart officially releases tomorrow, September 25th, and the band will perform this Saturday night, September 29th, at the Chameleon Club in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, for their official CD release party. That show will also kick off an extensive tour to promote the album. The band joined me recently at the Wood Stove House to talk about the new record and the decision to release the album on their own newly formed label called Holiday Heart Records.
I mean, I think there's a lot to be said about, like, I mean, just really being in control, not only of, like, creatively, but, like, you know, how you want to release it, what we want to do, like, yeah, you know, what stuff we want to go along with it, how we want the fans to receive it, you know. I think that kind of stuff is kind of goes along with releasing it yourselves. And when you're able to do that, there's no, you know, there's no filter in between. It's just us and the fans.
Coming up, it's Kingsfoil. But first, let's find out what's happening around the wood stove. Lancaster's 24-hour plays are back. On the weekend of November 2nd and 3rd, Woodstove House will be producing the second annual Lancaster's 24-hour plays, and we're looking for writers, directors, and actors who are interested in participating in this year's Extreme Theater Weekend. If you'd like to be part of this year's show, visit lancaster24.com for details. The public performance will be held on Saturday, November 3rd at 7 p.m. at Community Mennonite Church of Lancaster. That's 328 West Orange Street downtown. We'll keep you posted with details as they unfold right here on Around the Wood Stove. Creativity Con 2012 is coming to Lancaster on Saturday, October 20th at the Candy Factory. This is a one-day creativity conference featuring five guest speakers who will share their stories and offer tools and resources to inspire you to ignite your creative fire. Whether you're a creative professional, student, hobbyist, or somewhere in between, there will be something to get you inspired to live your life filled with creative passion. This conference is not specific to a particular discipline. All of the presentations are relevant across the creative spectrum. Registration is open now, and it's only $99 if you sign up to attend the conference before September 30th. All of the details, including the conference schedule, bios of our speakers, and a link to register for the conference can be found at creativitycon.com. Or visit woodstovehouse.com and click the banner at the top of the page. Creativity Con 2012, that's October 20th at the Candy Factory. I filled your heart with gasoline. You said it was your match. I lit you up. You burned for me. But then I left you black. I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. That's a song called Won't Let Go, a new track from today's guest, Central Pennsylvania's Kingsfoil. Since last visiting the Wood Stove House back in December of 2010, the band has been back to the studio to record their second album with Nashville producer Dustin Burnett, and they have toured the U.S. extensively, including performances at some of the biggest rock festivals in the country. They are releasing their brand new album this week, with a CD release party at the Chameleon Club in Lancaster on Saturday, September 29th. It's Kingsfoil on Around the Wood Stove. Joining me at the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, it's Kingsfoil back on Around the Wood Stove. Welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us back.
Thank you.
Congratulations on this new album that will be coming out. Well, geez, when this episode goes public, this record will be out the next day. So September 25th. That's a Tuesday, right?
Correct.
September 25th on iTunes. You can download it. Will it be available to order physically at that point, or is it just iTunes?
Yeah, actually, we're going to have like a thing set up that you can be able to like pre-order it.
Oh, great.
Pre-order the album for sure. So we're getting that worked out now.
Yeah, we'll be announcing that soon, the website address and all that stuff for that. But we'll have a full-on store where you can purchase physical copies of the CDs, shirts, everything that you want.
Okay.
Not just on iTunes, but it'll be on every online source of being able to purchase music. The right. album will be on Amazon, there. So if you don't use iTunes, it's on Amazon. Cool. It's on yeah. everywhere. So. Yeah.
And this new record, which is called A Beating Heart is a Bleeding Heart.
Yep.
You're releasing it on your own label. Talk about that decision.
We are. Well, you know, we felt we went about it as best we could, as far as we had a bunch of showcases with labels, and there was a fair amount of interest. And, you know, but when it came down to it, like to get what we wanted,
yeah.
you know, we felt that releasing it ourselves would be the best way. You know, as far as having the control, keeping everything in house, but then, you know, releasing it the way yeah. we want and all that kind of stuff.
I mean, I think there's a lot to be said about, like, I mean, just really being in control, not only of, like, creatively, but, like, you know, how you want to release it, what we want to do, like, yeah. you know, what stuff we want to go along with it, how we want the fans to receive it, you know. I think that kind of stuff is kind of goes along with releasing it yourselves. And when you're able to do that, there's no, you know, there's no filter in between. It's just us and the fans.
Granted, we've learned in the past couple weeks that it isn't just about picking a name right. and releasing the music. It's been, you know, pretty nonstop getting everything together with the label and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's been fun, and we're happy to have it.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean? Like from now on, it should be a lot easier.
Right,
but
right.
it's gonna yeah. be awesome. You know.
So this is a Kingsfoil label.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Not with
yep.
the management or anything.
No,
like that.
It's our own label. Okay. Four of us own it.
Just the four of us. Yeah. Holiday Heart Records.
I think it's interesting. It's an interesting decision because you know when you guys were here last. You were really up and coming, you know, you just made a record and that made sense to just mm-hmm. release it yourselves. But mm-hmm. right, so here you're sitting at the cusp, you know, and playing huge shows and getting a lot of buzz and all this stuff is going on. And it's like, wow, making that decision, like that's a real testament to the music business today.
Well, I think a lot of bands in our position would just accept any deal that was thrown
Absolutely.
At them just because they get excited of like, oh, you know, whatever this label is interested, you know.
Right, right.
But then they don't realize that they're actually pretty much signing away their lives.
Absolutely.
Or in some cases, and maybe not even making money then off of
well,
it.
Well, that's, like, that's know, the that's, thing. I mean,
that's the flip side too.
You know, for us as a business, Kingsfoil as a business, you know, granted we're doing this for fun and, you know, we love playing music, but it is a business, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
When you think about it from that perspective, you know, we could sell, I think it's like 5% of the records we would need to sell on a you know, major label to make the same amount of money. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's, you know, so for us, like...
Yeah, but doing it yourself for the last 10 or 15 years, kind of, it made sense for that middle-tier band, but now I think this is what I'm saying is it's turning a corner.
Yeah, yeah.
Where now you're sure. saying we're going to be a big band.
Well, I mean, the other thing with it is like there aren't really any rules anymore. Like we can release it ourselves, and then if somebody wants to get involved with it,
right.
You know,
it happens
all the time. So it's not like we're like, you know, turning our nose up to any kind of to the industry at all. It's just we want to do our own thing, and we know that we can. So.
It's a new industry.
Yeah,
I mean, bands, management, the way that they act are different. It's neat. It's fun to watch. And it leads to another question that I had about the new songs, because I've seen you live several times since you recorded the album, but you're not playing the new songs. How intentional was that decision to hold those back from the public?
I would say it's pretty tough. I mean, we've started playing a couple.
You can play a few now.
But it definitely was, you know, hard because, you know, we knew...
It's been a long time, right? You recorded this in January.
Yeah, and a couple of them had been recorded even before that. So we definitely have been able, like, you know... Well, lucky for us, we've played out of town a lot. So, you know, like that, those songs were new to anybody that we were playing, you know, not in our hometown. But still, for us, it was, you know, it's definitely... We're excited to play new songs.
Here's another new track from the brand new Kingsfoil album, A Beating Heart is a Bleeding Heart. This is Hope on the Prowl on Around the Wood Stove.
It's a house warm and party with cold rooms and no wonder. I wander the hallways looking for my shoes. I remember your tongue in my mouth. Speak the truth, although the words wanted out. My tongue was tied to you. And why
It's Kingsfoil on Around the Wood Stove with Hope on the Prowl.
Let's shift to the new drummer, to Frankie. The one question that I had about you coming on, and anybody can answer this really, but I'm curious as to the single biggest impact of switching drummers and having Frankie on board, because you had a pretty solid lineup there for like, what, 4 years? Was it 4 years, 3 or 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
Of the same four guys. So mm-hmm. how has Frankie changed the band?
I think in a lot of ways, it's definitely such a new thing, so we're kind of still figuring that out. But I think on a lot of different levels, like we've said it before, like kind of in a like jump start the band a little bit.
It's like new energy that just driving us forward, making us try and be better and achieve more, and you know.
Yeah, I think that sometimes when you, like you said, we had that same lineup and it was solid, but like you start to lose kind of the excitement sometimes, and when you bring someone in the mix, whether it's Frankie or anybody, a new drummer in the mix, that's sort of that can kind of really, you know, like he's saying, it kind of fire up the band a little bit. So that's definitely happened. And also on like on a business end of things, I know that like Frankie works real hard, and that's really important to him, and that's been definitely really good for us, because we've all kind of adapted that with starting our own label and all that kind of stuff. So those would probably be the two biggest things for me, and fans too. A lot of his fans have been responding to our music really well, which is cool.
So. Frankie, I love your story about joining Kingsfoil that I've read.
Yeah.
Can you tell me from your perspective what it was like? So you're in a band, and then you know the band breaks up, and take it from there.
Yeah, I was in a band prior to this called You Hang Up, and about a year ago we decided to part ways, and schedules just didn't really work out. And it's something that I've always wanted. I've always wanted to be in a band. I've always loved playing drums. But it's one of those things, like, how do you become, like, be a part of a serious band, you know what I mean? That you're not just, like, in a garage making noise, you know what I mean? And we had the same manager, my old band in Kingsfoil. And so I had been a big fan of Kingsfoil's music.
That's awesome.
And I had been listening to them for a while. And so when my manager called up, you know, and I was kind of thinking, oh, I guess I'm done in music for a while, you know.
Right.
He called up. He's like, yeah, you know, they're looking for a new drummer, and they're auditioning guys. You should go out there and audition. And at first I was like, that would be amazing. Like, that's my dream band. You know what I mean? Nice. It's Kingsfoil. But, you know, it also, like, came down to, like, I was in LA at the time, and I was waiting to get home so I could have a drum set again and practice and try to learn the songs and stuff.
Right.
And, you know, I was really, really nervous, because I don't think there's been anything in my life that I've, like, tried out for or auditioned for that I wanted more than to be the drummer of Kingsfoil. So I called up Todd, our manager, the day before I was supposed to fly out to come here to audition. And I was pretty much saying that I wasn't going to go. Cause I was too nervous. I was like, you know, I don't want to waste their time. You know what I mean? And like, you know, I think I'm just gonna, you know, stay home. And he's like, no, just go. He's like, just go. Who cares? You know, either way. So
hey, give it a shot.
My fiance actually talked me into it. She's like, you know, just go. Cause she didn't think I would get it. You know, she's like, you'll feel really bad about.
Great,
like,
guy, but you kind of suck.
No. She's just like, you know, I don't know. You know, she's like, just go, you know, because you'll feel really bad later on.
Right.
If, you know, you listen to the music and you go, oh, I should have went and auditioned, you know, at least to try it. So I came in and I literally was so scared, but I did the audition and I did all right. I didn't feel like I played my best, but I got through it. And we left for like 5 minutes and they called us back and like, we'd love you to join the band. I was like,
wow.
Whoa. So, I mean, from that point, I started going, oh, wait, you know, I live in Phoenix. That was the first time I thought about, like, what it was actually going to entail and what it would be. And I left, like, the next day and flew to Phoenix, got all my stuff, and drove across the country, all my gear.
Yeah.
And we had a show, like, 3 days later, our first show. And since then, I think I've only been home, like, 2 weeks. And that was April 2nd that I joined. So
okay.
It's been pretty crazy.
You've been spending time up here then.
Yeah. A lot. I mean, we were on the road a lot too. Just lots of shows and, you know, trying to learn everything. And we've been really, really busy, which has been awesome.
Yeah, that's
great. And I love it. You know, I'm having the time of my life. So it's good.
That leads me to a question about the road. Because, you know, when when you guys were here last, which was maybe 20 months ago, I remember I had the first record. I just heard it maybe 2 weeks before that. I picked it up, blown away. And I remember you guys were sitting here and I was like, why aren't you guys, why are you here? Why are you in the at my house? Why aren't you in, you know, somewhere out there on the road playing? Because this music is awesome. And you were, I remember you guys were like, oh man, we're trying really hard. And then all of a sudden it was like that summer, summer fest. Mm-hmm. That might have been the Virgin Festival. Mm-hmm. I mean, just all of a sudden it just like seemed to explode. Was there something that happened or was it just a gradual thing? Things kind of fell together.
I think actually it really was gradual. And also like just a level of like commitment to like when, after Frankie joined, we really were like, we're going to go on tour and we're going to do this. Okay. And we did. And it was awesome. And now we're going to do another one. So I think that has something to do with it. But yeah, it's always been gradual for us. We've never really had a shortcut. We've just kept working on it. And
keep it steady.
Yep.
I woke up on the porch, bored, looking forward to another night before I didn't want to leave. Your legs are smooth, so smooth against me. I'm the heat lightning inside of your heart, and we're counting, count the seconds apart that get closer.
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Woodstove. Each week, we bring you interviews with performing artists and those who make the performing arts happen in and around Lancaster, Pennsylvania. If you like the show, please let us know. Drop me a line at jason@woodstovehouse.com with any comments, questions, or suggestions. And if you really like the show, consider joining other supporters of the program and drop a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. The tip jar is located in the top right corner of our website, woodstovehouse.com. And now back to my conversation with Kingsfoil on Around the Woodstove. Let's talk about this new album. So you're back in the studio with Dustin Burnett, who's, for a while there, it seemed like every record I was getting or hearing. Seriously, there's a band, Darling Parade, from Nashville, mm-hmm. who I met at launch. I listened to a couple of their tracks. I was like, boy, that sounds kind of like a Dustin Burnett thing. And I went to his website, and sure enough, there they were. It was like everybody. What was it like going back to the studio with him a second time?
It's great. I mean, we love working with him. He's definitely helped us mature our sound in a big way.
Yeah.
And it's just a lot of fun. I mean, for me personally, going to the studio is so much fun. Just, you know, you go in with an idea of what you're going to do, but there's always creativity that happens there that, you know, you don't plan on. So it's pretty exciting. Dustin's great to work with.
Was there any difference in the process because of your familiarity with him the next time around? Was it easier? Was it more challenging?
I think it's easier. It's nice because when we get real comfortable with each other, we can be more honest. Be like, you know, I really don't like that. You know, we argue more. That's one thing.
Yeah, actually, more comfortable. One comment for this album is I think we all cared about it so much that we all like really kind of fought for, like, if someone thought of, like, if someone had an opinion about something or an idea, like, they would fight, like, all of us were like that, which mm-hmm. ended up being really good in the end, but that was definitely different than the last record.
Yeah.
But in a really good way.
from listening through the whole record a couple of times, it felt to me like there's more of an emphasis on piano and keyboard on this record. Is that true, or am I just hearing that?
I don't think so. I think there's about the same amount.
Okay. It just felt like maybe that's more prevalent.
Maybe it's just higher in the mix. I know you sort of buried it a lot in the first record. I was like, well, yeah, I can't hear it.
We fought for that, too.
You fought for...
we all did.
For having the piano higher in the mix.
Mix is probably the hardest part of the... The part that has the most contention is the mix levels for everything.
Okay. So. More bass.
No, yeah. Oh, obviously. Actually, there was one song, but...
That was Tim's note for every track. Yeah. More bass.
More bass.
And then they started sending the super bass versions.
Yeah. Literally, there's a track that we got at the end, the final cut of, I think, the song Say, and it's actually Say super bass.
Yeah. Oh, that's the one they went with, was the super bass mix. Yeah. Nice. Similar to On Our Own Together, right? It's a rock album, but there's a great emphasis on the lyrics. I know that's important to you.
Oh, yeah.
Can you talk about the importance of lyrics on this album?
Yeah, I'm so excited for the lyrics on this album, actually. I think a couple of the songs were recorded a little bit earlier on than the bulk that we did, but overall, I felt like I wasn't sure how the lyrics were going to all go together and how the whole album was going to feel, but now that I sit down and I look at it, it's exactly what I wanted, and I'm super excited about that. I feel like the lyrics are really where I wanted to be with this album, and so that's exciting for me.
That's one of the things I've always loved about you guys, is it's radio pop music. In other words, you can totally hear it. On Our Own Together, there were four or five tracks. I was like, oh, this would be a great radio song or movie song or whatever, but the lyrics were still very important, and you don't hear that a lot.
Yeah, I think it's hard sometimes to get that balance,
Yeah.
As a person who doesn't write lyrics, it's insane what he does, what Jordan can do. You know what I mean? Because it was one of my jobs was to proof all the lyrics, you know what I mean, to send in.
Oh, right.
All typed up. And so getting to read them, I don't understand how you could be so good to put it into a song. No, but tell that much of a story. Because I'm used to you hear music on the radio and it's the stupidest, dumb lyrics
that's what
ever.
I'm saying. I mean, good hook or whatever. Yeah,
but he's definitely...
Pressure's on.
Has it. It's scary.
I saw my name on a gravestone, out the window by the funeral procession, and all I wanted was a ride home so we could get messed up at the reception. Our summer was hanging ahead, was hanging on like a child before.
That's Quick Fix from Kingsfoil's brand new album, A Beating Heart is a Bleeding Heart, on Around the Wood Stove. The single's fantastic. It came out at the beginning of the month, actually in August. How's it been going? What's the reaction been like releasing that single on iTunes and, I'm assuming, to radio?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
tell me about the feedback you're getting.
I mean, I don't know. We haven't released stuff in so long. I felt so good to put it out. I think I was painting a house that day, and I remember just looking at my phone all day. Twitter would be going off all day, and that sounds silly, but it was really cool to see so many people being I'm downloading
pumped,
it.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm downloading it. And that. So that was It's
for me. The internet is super filled with negativity.
Yeah.
And I have, knock on wood, yet to see one negative comment about what your mother taught you, which is pretty cool. Coming from my past life as an actor,
right.
People love to hate, you know what I mean? And to not, for people to be super honest, be like, wow, you know, I love that song. It was pretty cool. Pretty cool to see so far.
How has the press been with you on that? Have you done interviews where you've gotten any? I mean, not just with Kingsfoil, but just your music, even the band before Kingsfoil.
I don't think people, you know, understand how real, like the band that I'm in is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, they automatically assume, and I do the same thing. Oh, actor. Oh, yeah. You know, oh, he's a musician. Okay, sure. You know, and most actor bands, let's be honest, aren't very good. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But realistically, I'm just the drummer of an awesome band. You know, like of a band.
Right.
You know, like. You know, if you don't look hard enough, I'm not trying to be the front man. I'm not, you know, so it's different. You know, like I'm just, you know, I just want to be the best drummer I can be for them. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But I think when people actually listen, you know, when they actually take the time to push play, and it's my favorite reaction, is they go, I wasn't expecting that. You know what I mean? I was, you know, I know what they were expecting because I think the same thing about, you know, other actors that are musicians and stuff. So it's just getting people to push play, you know what I mean? And then I know they'll be surprised by the product, by the music. So I don't know, you know, there's been people, you know, cause after I stopped acting, I was racing cars professionally for a while and then I got hurt doing that. So I stopped doing that. And, you know, now I'm a drummer in a band. So a lot of people think of it as like, oh, you know, what is he going to do next kind of thing, you know, but this is it. This is what I want to do. This is what I want to do for my whole life. So
that's great.
I see you from across the room, out of the darkness like a perfect bloom. I tell myself to leave this place. Then you start to walk, my heart starts to race. You got those kind of legs that bring me to my knees, but you're behind barbed wire, fashion keys, and white teeth. I really want you now, but you are a fool, too full of yourself, too full of your hip, 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 hip. You're a hypocrite, baby. Sip, 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 sip. Were you telling me to take it easy? I don't know what you might have told you, girl. What you might have told you, may have felt.
I don't know if it's because I've heard that song 20 times more than I've heard the whole album,
mm-hmm.
but when that song comes on, I'm just like, wow, like every time. Now, I remember you leaked, was it Won't Let Go on YouTube?
Yeah,
there's
a different version of it on YouTube, actually, but yeah, same song.
Right.
That song is on the record, but yeah. No, I mean, like, the songs were out for quite, you know, like, they were done for a while, so we had a lot of time to kind of painstakingly go over them. And a lot of people had opinions about it, like, you know, some DJs and some people in the industry, and we all had our opinions. So it took quite a while to figure out, you know, which one to go with.
I think it's a good problem. The fact that we had a really hard time picking what would be the best first single. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, I hope everyone feels that same way when we release the second single or, you know, and stuff.
Right.
But, you know, for us, like, you know, we all have our favorites and there's you know, good about certain songs that, you know, things, you know, songs bring to the table. And but Mother All Around was a great song that we knew people could get into, could dance to. You know, you don't have to try to listen to it. It's easy to listen to, you know what I mean? And as someone who's now, you know, I still look at myself as being in this band, but I look from like the fan perspective because I still am just a fan of the band.
Right.
Like I've listened to that song 1,000 times and I still want to hear it. You know what I mean? And that's the thing that I was like, well, that's a good thing. Cause normally you get sick of a song. You know what I mean? Like it's, like you said, the hook, it gets stuck in your head, but it's not like some songs are like, God, I want that out of my head. You know, like you like humming it, you like singing it, you know what I mean? So it works out.
I'm not the only one.
You can keep up with all things Wood Stovehouse and Kingsfoil on Twitter. And both of our handles are exactly what you'd expect. Follow Wood Stovehouse, all one word, and Kingsfoil on Twitter today to stay in the loop. Back to more with Kingsfoil on Around the Wood Stove.
But I'm gonna turn the tables on you guys, and I want you to pick and tell me about your favorite song on the new record. So,
we're gonna start
with Jordan.
Yeah, my favorite song. It's actually tough, but my favorite is definitely a song called Grapevine Valentine, and it was kind of written and recorded towards the very end of the whole process. So for me, it was pretty fresh, and I just lyrically, it was really like I just felt like I said exactly what I wanted to say. Like, and I really was excited about it. So in that standpoint, it's probably my favorite. And I just like the way the whole song grooves, definitely. Friday night, getting done up. You say you wanna look just like a China doll. I answered that you're doing from the home. My patience was waning half from now. I'm little books and bullet in the bathroom. I must say that apart from lust, the secret to love is secrets plus trust. She said I got a smart tongue.
Tim, let's go to Tim.
Yeah, he's great. Grapevine was my favorite song, not anymore. But I would say, I love Hopes on the Prowl, but I also love I'm an Animal.
You know, that's the one for me that's been like, as I've just kind of listened to it around the house, and you wait for something to sort of happen. That's the one that's been calling my name.
I enjoy that song. Tristan wrote this super catchy piano part, and we just kind of went to town on it, and I don't know, we kind of got to the studio not necessarily knowing exactly what we were going to do.
Yeah.
And it just kind of happened, and it's fun to play too, so.
Frankie, what's your favorite?
I think if you asked me like a week ago, it would have been different. And a week before that, it was different. And a week before that, it was different.
How about today?
Today, I'm going to say American Veins, which is funny though, because when we first got all the first mixes back, it was my least favorite song of all of them.
Interesting.
And now it's my favorite. Like the more I listen to it, the we play it, I love it. Shake, shake, wake me up at daybreak, get me out the door. I love this place, but if I leave here, I will love it more.
Feel. Tristan, where are you?
Yeah, right now my favorite song is Beating Heart is a Bleeding Heart.
That's my second.
All
right. I've always just liked, I think it's the one that it's easiest for me to just listen to it, you know, in the CD player, and it just sounds good. It's fun, and I don't have MP3. I still listen to CDs.
Do we need to make a cassette tape for you?
That's probably the only thing that would actually play in my car. So that would be awesome if somebody can rig one up for me. Yeah, it feels good, and I just really enjoy playing the song, too. I think all around it's just...
Yeah.
It's a good song.
Thank you guys so much for taking a few minutes of your busy schedule to talk about this new album and the CD release party coming up at the Chameleon. Jordan Davis, Frankie Munoz, Tristan Martin, Tim Warren, thanks so much, guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
You can find out more about Kingsfoil and check out tour dates at kingsfoil.com. If you're listening to this on or after September 25th, hop on over to your favorite online music distribution source and download your copy of A Beating Heart is a Bleeding Heart today. You can also link up to Kingsfoil from the show post for this week's episode at our website, woodstovehouse.com. And while you're there, you can check out past episodes of the program, subscribe to the show, or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post. Give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Woodstove was produced at the Woodstove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. You can find us online at woodstovehouse.com.